Tim McMillan is a senior lecturer at the University of North Carolina's Department of African, African American, and Diaspora Studies. He's also the creator of something called the Black and Blue Tour. In 2001, Tim was teaching a seminar called Defining Blackness when he realized how much of UNC's own racial history went overlooked. He started the Black and Blue Tour of the UNC campus to help people gain a more nuanced perspective. And he knows that can make people uncomfortable.
Oh, yes. In fact, my 12th Defining Blackness class gave a forum. And at the end of it, I stood up and said I was really happy because so many people were uncomfortable because we had an audience that was Black and white and Asian and Latino. And we were talking about things that people wanted to ask Black people, but they were afraid to and did. And then the responses weren't always what people wanted. Those kind of things happen on the tour all the time. Most interestingly, when itinerant people on campus just happen to wander by and say, oh, look, there's a tour going on, and wander in and then discover that the theme is perhaps not what they were expecting. And I get challenged a lot about my interpretation of the inscription of the Unsung Founders Monument, because a point I often make is that the word we on that monument is very much like the word we in the United States Constitution, and who exactly it includes and excludes is very important.
One of the most recent additions to mark the role of African Americans on the university's campus is the Unsung Founders Memorial, which has caused a bit of controversy. This is a memorial that lies not far from the Silent Sam Confederate soldier. And can you talk a little bit about what this memorial is?
In the 21st century, the university has taken on itself remembering racialized ethnic pasts, I think in response to the growing demographic of non-white students. And so in 2002, the student class, the senior class of 2002, decided that's what their project was going to be, was remembering a racialized past that had not been remembered on campus before. And the university was very much behind them and helped raise money and helped to add to the funding of this statue, which was put into one of the most prominent places on campus. But as anyone who walks by it knows, it's almost invisible in the landscape.
It's very small and low to the ground.
It's small, it's low, it's dark, and it contrasts very poorly, I would say, with Silent Sam, who is tall and monumental, or the Caldwell Monument, which is to its right if you're pointing south. And it's a tall, white Washington Monument kind of monument. So you have this low table, and it's a picnic table with stools around it. And when people sit at this monument, they often put their feet on the little people holding the table up. The little people, of course, are the African Americans who the monument is supposed to be celebrating.
I think there are something like 300 African American.
So there's 300 African American figures below, some of whom are women, some of whom are men wearing shirts, and some of whom are men not wearing shirts.
Just with their arms all extended upwards as to suggest that they are holding this table up.
They are holding up the table. They are the foundation. And that was the artist's intent. Unfortunately, in its conception, it's easy to misuse them. I took people on this tour fairly recently, and there were beer cans stuffed in between the statues and cigarettes stubbed out in the inscription, which, you know, if you're a Black person walking by or a white person walking by who knows what the monument's all about, could be seen as intentionally offensive, whereas in reality, it's more of a forgetting of what this monument is supposed to be about, or a lack of understanding at all.
You say that one of the things that amazes you the most is that if these statues, the Unsung Founders Memorial, for example, were going up in 1910, 1920, 1960, you might understand it more. But the fact that these memorials are going up, this memorial in particular, in the 21st century is what really shocks you.
Yes, it's the fact that so many people in the United States are still so unaware of the many histories, of the many ways of reading history, of the meaning of history to so many people, that how one could see this as an appropriate way of memorializing a past, particularly in the context of Silent Sam and the Caldwell Monument and the Chapel of the Cross, big, grand memorials.
What about the African-American population of students at UNC now? Has there been any outreach from that community to kind of rebel against some of these memorials?
The African-American student population is actually pretty low at UNC. The state of North Carolina's black population is a little bit north of 20%. UNC is a little south of 10%. And I don't know if you've seen, there was just an article in the Daily Tar Heel that the incoming freshman class this year had 97 or 98 black men, and that was it out of about 4,000 students.
So wow, it's shockingly small.
It is shockingly small, and it's an area of concern for the university. I know that people in the administration and elsewhere are concerned.
And what about any response from the university? Has the university decided to address some of these concerns at all?
The former chancellor, Chancellor Thorpe, was approached and was in conversation. His office was in conversation with students. I think since he has departed and we have a new chancellor who's just getting her footing in the landscape, she's hasn't been here very long. I don't know what sort of conversations have occurred with the new administration, but I know that these are issues that are raised fairly continuously, and they're not really not easy problems to solve. You know, it's like with Iraq. If we pull down all the statues of Saddam Hussein, are we going to forget what he was in 50 years? And the same question can be asked about if we get rid of all the memorials of the Confederacy, are we going to then pretend it never happened? With the newer monuments, of course, the concern is we just paid a whole lot of money for it. It was a good idea. It was the gift of the class of 2002, and it would be offensive to them to say, well, your idea really sucked. Let's get rid of it. The question is how to connect it to stories that are useful, explanatory, and inclusive.
Tim McMillan, senior lecturer in UNC's Department of African, African American, and Diaspora Studies. You can take the Black and Blue Tour for free. Tim says he's easy to reach. Just track him down on the UNC site or contact the Visitors Bureau in Moorhead Planetarium. I'm Phoebe Judge. You're listening to North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.